La Cucaracha has been adapted and performed by everybody from Charlie Parker to Liberace and even the children's group The Wiggles. You're listening to Louis Armstrong's instrumental version. It's also a staple for mariachi bands and is part of a long line of folk songs from Mexico called corridos. A new album by the Athens-based musician and activist Beto Cacao carries on the tradition of this musical form. The album is called Un Do Corridos, songs from the stories and struggles of the undocumented in the U.S. We invited Beto to our studio at WUGA in Athens to learn more.
En mi comunión primera.
My name is Beto Cacao. I live in Athens, Georgia, originally from Mexico City. And I came to visit my brother here in Athens late 1999. And since there, I live in Athens. So the corridos are the ballads from the revolution time. These ballads were created before there was any writing newspaper in Mexico. And it was a way to preserve the stories, to tell news from one town to the other. These songs, they were telling the stories of important people back in the days. My new album is Undo Corridos, Songs of the Stories and the Struggle of the Undocumented in USA. Undo Corridos is a collection of the songs and my experiences in USA. Some of these are stories of the particular person or stories of a raid. When I say Undo Corridos, I don't attempt to create any new style of corridos. I just suggest a new name for the corridos, tell the stories of undocumented immigrants in USA. So it's another attempt to bring the dignity of corridos and the original reason they born. And it was that to tell the stories for the people, for the voiceless people, and also to keep alive the oral history in Mexico. So all these factors, I just want to combine it with my activism in USA.
Fue un primero de septiembre, presente lo tengo yo.
The old song in this album is Los Inmigrantes de Stillmore. And this is story of Stillmore, Georgia. It was a big raid. And this small town had more than 80-90%. The workers were undocumented. So one day the immigration raid Stillmore, this trailer park, and people run to the forest and they were hide in the forest for about 5 days. They leave the town, and the town who was surviving because the taxes people pay in the water start dying. So the mayor came publicly asking for these migrants or Mexicans to come back because the town was suffering.
Las luces me persiguen. The lights follow me.
The other the songs here, I was mentioned DWH, which stays for Driving While Hispanic, tell the stories about this police officer who was outside of a Latino neighborhood, and he was following people until they make a small mistake, and they drive in, and he stopped them. Back in the days when I start documented this story, I heard from five different people who was stopped by the same police the same day. And only three of them come up and tell me their story. So I tell the story of Jorge, Candido, and Maria. So I attempt to document how the racial profile works in the profiling people of color with the driving laws here in Georgia.
Following too close, was in the ticket. Muy buenas tardes a todos. Hoy yo les vengo a cantar la triste historia de un hombre, hombre derecho y cabal.
The other song es el corrido de Pedro Corisquieta. This is a story of one of my neighbors who one day in the morning he went to work. This storm. So we, the neighbors, we heard the tree falling down over his car, and he died immediately. And we gathered around him and cut the tree in pieces, but he already was dead. What was more remarkable is that the day of the funeral, the community gathering around, the police and the fire department came to the funeral. Also, people from different religions, they're not Catholic, they're Christians or other religions, they came to offer support for the widow. And the local newspaper, the Athens Gardener Herald, they make a story about him. So for me, because I knew Pedro, and I knew that he was not an important person in the community, he lived very poor, and he didn't even have a family in Mexico. And he doesn't have any relatives in the States. So it was amazing for me how this bring together the whole Athens, especially in the times when we heard this rhetoric against immigrants. So in one moment, we're talking against immigrants and how they're criminals. And the next day, we recognize that this person is a human being, and we have to pay respects for him because he was part of the community. Immigrants has presence in every single aspect in USA. I think that immigrants telling their stories, but people is not listening. Even the construction workers, when you build a house and you see that house, you see yourself reflected there. People who don't build, people who don't make anything, they are empty. But immigrants, they build the roads. And when they walk in those roads, they were thinking, man, I was working here when it was 100 degrees and I was very thirsty and almost died. But this here, this is this road and everybody can use that road. Immigrants, they're every single corner, but they're hide, you know, working, cleaning dishes. In the welcoming industry, every hotel room is cleaned by mostly undocumented immigrants. My work here with Ondo Corridos is just to highlight. I do more like interpretation of the stories the immigrants who are around me trying to say. I hope everybody hear my album. So I try to be open for anyone who wants to listen, who wants to find the stories of the people who lives in this area.
Somos corridos de todas partes.
That was Athens-based activist and musician Beto Cacao. His new album is called Undo Corridos, and it's made up of traditional folk songs called corridos, but in this case, telling the story of undocumented immigrants here in the U.S. You can find more on the album at gpbnews.org.
Somos inocentes, no nos oyen. Somos abusados y acusados.